Chapter 7. The door opened slowly, hesitantly. Despite its solid appearance, it had a flimsy, non-rigid quality to it, like I was peeling wet cardboard off a wall. A shower of slime and gore dripped from the jam as the door slurped open. A blast of heat crashed into me. I stared into dripping, humid darkness. A high-ribbed ceiling throbbed, barely lit by the room behind me. Flowing, splashing rapids of sewage rushed past about 4 feet below. The river rushed up at me suddenly, as if the room was falling. I clutched onto the entranceway as the world lurched, moving separately from the exit, causing the dark liquid to splash through the entry and onto my feet. I realized Anatoly's apartment was on some sort of gyro, so that it stayed relatively level as the beast moved around. It was like looking through the door of a washing machine. Even though Anatoly's base lurched and lunged like the deck of a ship, the interior of the beast was much more chaotic. What I took as the creature simply walking around now appeared as if it was running or fighting something, only stopping to roar. Shit. How could I move through this? I'd be pulverized in seconds if I went out there. Plus, I needed light. I looked back dubiously at the fireplace. I might be able to fashion some sort of torch, but it would probably get wet with the gore and monster shit flowing through the bowels. And what could I use as the torch itself? A creature the size of a city bus scuttled down the river, rushing past. I stood there at the exit, open-mouthed. The millipede-like creature boasted legs around its entire circumference, like a barrel cactus, and it made a hissing noise. I stared after it, my heart pounding. It just kept coming and coming. It disappeared into the darkness. A message popped up as I stared.
Activate frame vision.
The world transformed from darkness to a green-tinted monochrome. I could now see in both directions along the curving bowels. Similar to night vision, but I could also see through the rushing liquid below, like everything was reduced to a wire diagram. Small, crab-like creatures scuttled about in the sewage. I could see the skeletal outlines of the crabs. A new message popped up, asking me if I wanted to use auto-frame vision, so that it would turn on automatically when I was in low light. I clicked yes. I spent a few moments searching the menus for a description of the X-ray skill, and I found it in a menu under Race Traits and Skills. It had a few things listed there I wasn't aware of.
Race Traits and Skills. Soul Siphon. Life Tap. Frame Vision. Famine. Breathless. Additional skills may be unlocked at higher levels.
This was yet another menu different from spells. Soul Siphon was my ability to recharge my soul points from the recently deceased, and Life Tap was the debuff that made my life gradually tick away. Famine was also a debuff, which I'd already learned about the hard way. Any food I ate immediately turned to poison. Breathless seemed to imply that I could breathe underwater and that I was immune to toxic gas and certain types of suffocation. The description for frame vision was interesting.
The interstices of life become visible to you, allowing vision where there is no light. Only active during deep dive surgery and exploration.
I assumed deep dive meant being inside of the kaiju. This was an extremely useful skill, though I still wasn't sure it was a suitable trade-off for my life constantly ticking away. The world outside the door continued to twist and slosh, though it seemed the kaiju, Bast, was settling down. I wondered if it had a regular sleep schedule. If so, I'd have to time my explorations around that. I eyed the mini-crab things again, crawling about in the river. I wondered if I would get experience if I killed them. Each was about the size of my fist, and there were hundreds of them. They seemed to cling directly to the flesh of the bowel, undisturbed by Bast's movements. Upon closer examination, the crabs appeared to be small bird skulls with crab legs and pincers. I didn't have a weapon. If I jumped down there, I'd only be able to pull myself back up if Bast wasn't bouncing around too much. Still, I needed to figure out if this was a doable plan. I held my breath, and I jumped into the Brown River.
Entering Bast. Lower intestine.
I splashed down, knee-deep in the fetid water. It had the consistency of a thick, warm stew, and multiple chunks flowed past, banging into my legs, threatening to toss me face-first into the muck. Above, the doorway bobbed up and down like a beacon, a yawning mouth of safety. From this angle, I could see the apartment was a large, round polyp on the side of the intestine, taking up barely a third of the circumference of the tunnel. At my feet, the crab seemed to sense my presence and scattered away. Their outlines walked sideways, like normal crabs. In the distance, something roared. Multiple waypoints popped up in my vision. Each waypoint was a purple, blinking cross. Most of the crosses appeared to be moving. I focused on one of them, and more information popped up.
Level 10, parasite infestation. 112 meters away. Sartorius muscle. Warning. Your anti-parasitic talent is not adequate for this level of infestation. Warning. Guardian Bast is in dire health.
I dismissed the warnings for now. I found Windows VR actions worked in the game. If I flicked to the top right of my vision and did the proper head tilt, I could cycle through multiple views. I fiddled with the settings, so now the waypoints would only appear if the targets were less than 100 meters away. If I managed to level up enough, maybe I could try some low-level healing, but I wasn't ready for that. For now, all the moving purple waypoints were a distraction. Okay, you little fuckers. I eyed a single critter, smaller than the others, scuttling along sluggishly. I stomped. The ground had a spongy, uneven feeling to it, like I was stepping on an old mattress, but I still felt a satisfying crunch. I felt the now familiar whoosh as I siphoned away a small amount of soul power.
Experience earned.
Yes! I glanced at my experience and figured it'd take three more dead crabs to level up. I turned, searching for more beasties to smash. Ah, shit. The wave of crabs, hundreds of them, reached my ankles, biting and stabbing and slicing as they swept over me, pulling me down into the muck. I was down before I could taste the river of kaiju shit fill my lungs.
You have died four times.
This is too much! This is too much!